How much confidence do you have in the players in this room that play defense that they can make up for the loss of JPP in the short term?
We'll be great. That's all. I have the utmost confidence. Obviously, losing JPP for the time period that we will lose him will hurt this defense because he's an awesome football player. But, we got a lot of people that are buying for the opportunity and are hungry and want that opportunity. And, a lot of times that really is – that's the spark, a lot of other people need too. So, we'll see what happens. But, the faster he can get back, obviously, the better. But, like you just said, a lot of people have to step up, and me included.
Justin, what's your message to those younger guys that have a chance to impress the coach?
Keep doing what you're doing. Football doesn't change, so my message is just continue to work, and, we got great coaching staff, it's a great scheme. You continue to work, you'll start seeing things, turn your way, and I think that's what they have, but that's how they've approached it.
So when do you have to be more ferocious with JPP on the shelf right now?
Is JPP here?
No.
You just broke rule number one. I let him get away with it.
But it was kind of a side trick.
Still.
You
who, what, huh?
He called you ferocious.
Who, me? I am ferocious. No, I'm sorry. Repeat that. I lost track.
The question was, do you need to be more ferocious if JPP's not around for long?
Absolutely. We all have to pick up the slack. With him, OC, guys that we had last year, it won't be part of this D-line at times this season. So we all got to pick up.
JPP is not here, but he is a friend of yours. And he is somebody you mentor.
Anybody else got a question?
Personal note, do I have to be there for as a friend for him as he goes through this tough time right now?
I see how this season's going to go. Y'all just cutting in all the questions y'all can ask me later in the year. By defying my rules.
Well, on a personal note, you must feel for him and you have to be here.
So just remember, all you guys are going to ask me questions later on in the year, just remember, he started this. When I become silent at the end of the year, y'all can thank him for this.
Devon Trimore is a newcomer to this mix.
Dang, that somebody that's here.
Okay, yeah, he is here. How difficult a chore is it for him to help step up and fill that void?
I really like what we did with the draft, especially Demontre, because he's a guy that's going to get after the quarterback. He's a very athletic and, hungry. How you can just tell, he wants to learn. He's asking me to work with him already, in the offseason and work with him after practices. So I like what I'm seeing from him early. But again, man, it's OTAs. We are here in shells and shorts. You don't really get the full effect until you put the pass on and see how they adjust to that. So, but again, I'm excited about him and Hank for that matter, because they've really, they're the type of rookies who just come in and don't say much. They're kind of going about it the way rookies should, as far as just trying to be a sponge in a meeting room and learn everything they can learn, and go on the football field and execute. So again, I'm pretty excited about that group.